Transportation Department spokeswoman Hannah Blankenship admits it may seem a bit counterintuitive that the agency is switching out the higher speed limit signs now while the Richardson is coated with ice from last week's storm.
We want to remind the public always that posted speed limits are for ideal conditions, which means dry pavement and definitely not when the roads are covered with ice and snow right now.
Blankenship says the decision to boost the speed limit was made before last week's ice storm and after months of analysis on roadway alignment and terrain, the history of crashes and their severity, and the speed at which motorists were traveling over the Richardson, among other things. She says that study showed many motorists already were driving at 65 along that stretch of the highway. So the higher speed limit would reduce the difference in speeds at which motorists were driving, which should make it safer for all.
Raising the speed limit will reduce the speed disparity between motorists to reduce crashes. So basically, if people are traveling more at the same speed, it's less likely that there will be crashes.
Blankenship says the crews that are swapping out the speed limit signs also will be setting up additional warning signs to advise motorists of school bus stops, curves, and other road conditions. And the Transportation Department will restripe the center line to account for changes in passing zones. The speed limit along a 75-mile stretch on both sides of Isabel Pass, south of Black Rapids, will stay at 55, along with a half-mile stretch just south of Delta. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.